and welcome to the greatest show on Earth. Well, the greatest audio book on Earth. Fasten your seatbelts, hold on tight, and scream if you want to go faster as I take you on a freaky, fascinating, and altogether fantabulous adventure of magical medical marvels. You'll gulp at the weird, you'll gasp at the wonderful, and your eyeballs will literally pop out of their sockets. Well, okay, they won't actually pop out, but they might bulge a little. Come with me as I take you on a tour of the most incredible fleshy machine, a machine that's been perfected over the last 7 million years, give or take a few days. Blood everywhere. Farts, as far as your nose can smell. Poo, also kinda everywhere. You'll cheer, you'll shriek, you'll laugh, you'll probably puke when you get to the part about maggots. Join me, an actual live, all singing, all dancing, all rattling skeleton, as I take you on a tour of your very own body in my brand new book, Skeleton's Anatomy. who are you? I'm kind of in the middle of my big introduction here.
I'm Adam. I'm the narrator. This is my book. I wrote it and I'm going to narrate it. It's not Skeleton's Anatomy, it's Kay's Anatomy. That's my name.
Thought you said your name was Adam. I'm going to need to see some ID.
Look, I kind of need to get on with it now, but thanks for holding the fort.
Kay's Anatomy? Doesn't even make sense.
It's a reference to... Look, I'm sorry, can you go away?
What? So that's it? You're just gonna steam on in
here?
Do
you ever think about your body? Like, really, properly think about it? I mean, sure, you can't help it if you've stubbed your toe, or you've got earache, or you've caught a stomach bug and you feel like you're gonna literally poo out your guts and your lungs and your brain, but do you actually know what's going on in there? Have you ever thought that your body is just a strange lump of meat held up by a big pile of bones?
A pile? Seriously, do you know what you'd be able to do without me? Here's a clue, buddy. Not much.
Okay, fine. Have you ever thought that your body is just a strange lump of meat held up by an expertly arranged composition of bones, wrapped in a bag of skin and all controlled by a crazy supercomputer in your head? Well, you haven't. Well, sorry if I freaked you out. But what I'm saying is your body is weird. I don't mean to be rude. Everybody's body is weird. Yours, mine, your parents, your maths teachers. Especially your maths teachers. And you never get to see what's inside your body, do you? Not unless you've cut yourself and a bit of the red stuff has slurped out. Or maybe if you've been for an x-ray.
Ooh, an x-ray? Am I going to have my photo taken?
Are you going to keep doing that? This interrupting?
Oh, gee, sorry. I'll just shut up, shall I?
If you don't mind. So anyway, what I was trying to say is that you can't just look inside yourself anytime you like. Even if you go to a mirror and open your mouth really wide, I'm talking hippo yawn wide here, and try to look down your throat, all you'll see is a tongue, some teeth, and a set of tonsils, and then it goes dark. What's it hiding? I know they teach you some stuff about the body at school. I also know there's no quicker way to make something boring than forcing you to sit on an uncomfortable plastic chair and learn about it from a whiteboard. But just because your teacher might be boring, that doesn't mean the thing they're telling you about is. The human body is a scientific marvel. It's more advanced than a space station and smarter than the speediest supercomputer. I'm not kidding. Your brain can process 400 billion things a second, and 400 billion is massive. If you wanted to count to 400 billion, it would take you over 12,000 years.
Don't try, or you'll miss dinner. You'll miss dinner. Did you hear that? I said you'll miss dinner.